Let's shift to the hardware story, because Intel shipping high-NA EUV silicon is genuinely a manufacturing milestone. EUV stands for Extreme Ultraviolet Lithography. It's the process technology that enables printing incredibly fine circuit patterns onto silicon wafers. High-NA refers to a higher numerical aperture in the optical system, which translates to higher resolution. You can print smaller features with greater precision. ASML makes the machines. Intel is the first to actually ship product made on this process.
To put this in context, EUV itself took over a decade to get from lab demonstration to commercial production. High-NA EUV is the next generation of that technology. The expectation has been that High-NA would enable chips below 2 nanometers in effective feature size, which is territory that pushes up against fundamental physical limits. The fact that Intel is shipping, not just demonstrating, but actually sending products to customers, is a signal that the process is mature enough for production yield, which is the hard part.
Intel needs this story. The company spent several years losing ground to TSMC in leading-edge process technology, and that gap hurt their ability to compete in data center and consumer chip markets. High-NA EUV manufacturing leadership, if they can sustain it, is a meaningful card to play in rebuilding that credibility with customers who have been routing designs to TSMC.
AMD's Ryzen 7 7700X 3D review is a related but different story. The 3D V-cache technology stacks additional cache memory directly on top of the CPU die, dramatically increasing the amount of data a processor can access without going to main memory. For gaming, where working set sizes fit comfortably in a large L3 cache, the performance gains can be 30 to 40% over equivalently clocked chips without the cache stacking. The 7700X 3D brings this technology to a more accessible price point than previous 3D V-cache offerings.
The business angle there is that AMD has found a genuine hardware differentiator in gaming that Intel doesn't have a direct equivalent for. And gaming hardware buyers are often early adopters who influence broader consumer perception of processor brands. It's a smart market positioning play.
On the developer tools side, the MCP server audit story is understated but practically important. Someone systematically evaluated 36 popular model context protocol servers. These are the integration layers that allow AI agents to connect with external tools and data sources, and found that roughly a third scored D or F on agent usability. The failures weren't about functionality in isolation. They were about how well the servers communicated their capabilities to agents, handled errors gracefully, and provided useful feedback when something went wrong.
This maps to a pattern we see frequently in developer ecosystems. A new protocol emerges, people rush to build integrations, and quality varies wildly because there's no established baseline for what good looks like. MCP is still early enough that the community is still figuring out what the standard should be. A systematic audit like this, even from a single person's perspective, contributes to establishing those norms.
The JustIF project for web typography is a different kind of developer tool story, more niche, but appreciated by the HN community's significant contingent of typographers and design engineers. JustIF brings Nuthplas justification, which is the algorithm Tex has used for decades to produce beautiful line breaks, to web typography, along with microtypography features. The HN thread had a warm reception because Nuthplas justification is one of those things that people with a typographic eye notice immediately when it's absent. The quality difference between naive, greedy line breaking and proper paragraph level optimization is visible once you've seen it.
Jack Dorsey's Buzz launch deserves real discussion because it's an ambitious product bet from someone who's built significant platforms before. The pitch is a unified environment combining team chat, AI agents that can act within workflows, and Git hosting for code repositories. That's essentially combining Slack, GitHub, and an AI layer into a single surface.
The HN thread was appropriately skeptical. The integration story sounds compelling in a pitch deck, but integration is also where products historically get complicated. Slack, GitHub, and AI agent frameworks each have years of accumulated behavior, integrations, and user expectations. Starting fresh means you don't inherit that technical debt, but you also don't inherit the user behaviors that have built up around those tools. The question for Buzz is, whether they can nail the core workflows better than existing tools, not whether they can match feature parity.
Dorsey's track record at Square and Twitter suggests he can build products that find genuine adoption, but both of those succeeded by having a very sharp, narrow initial value proposition: payments for small merchants, short-form public posts. Buzz's initial value proposition covers a lot of surface area. We'll be watching whether they sharpen the pitch or try to grow into the ambition.